U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke for nearly an hour in Philadelphia today on the merits of the proposed nuclear deal with Iran. The address at the National Constitution Center came as the Obama administration appears to have garnered enough support in the Senate to keep the agreement intact. WHYY's Dave Davies reports.
The proposed deal has been condemned by Republicans in Congress and hammered in television ads. Kerry's speech was at times detailed, even technical, explaining that monitoring systems in the deal incorporate lessons from experience with North Korea. He also answered the charge that under the agreement, Iran could build a secret weapons facility because it can delay inspections of suspicious sites for as long as 24 days.
In truth, there is no way in 24 days or 24 months, in 24 years, to destroy all the evidence of illegal activity that has been taking place regarding fissile material. Because of the nature of fissile materials, you can't eliminate the evidence by shoving it under a mattress, flushing it down a toilet, carting it off in the middle of the night.
Other arguments were more straightforward.
None of the problems that we are concerned about will be made easier if it is rejected. None of them. Not Iran's nuclear program, not Iran's support for terrorism, not its human rights record, and not its opposition to Israel. To oppose this agreement is, whether intended or not, to recommend a policy of national paralysis.
If Congress votes to reject the treaty, as things now stand, the Obama administration appears to have enough support in the Senate to sustain a veto of such a move. Kerry would like to get more. Dave Davies, WHYY News.